Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Floyd Gibel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Floyd Gibel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. McCuskey moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. York moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. York moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. York races to the bag and beats Williams for the out. There's the throw to second, and Croucher drops the ball. Finney moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Cronin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field. Mullen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Cronin scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Tabor moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball four. Doerr moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Jabel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jabel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jabel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Jabel moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Jabel. Mullen moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jack Wilson now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Wilson covering. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Jabel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jabel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jabel bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Tigers. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bud Thomas now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Wilson covering. Safe. York moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DiMaggio for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 2 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. York hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Peacock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 3 in the game. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball towards center. Mullen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mullen. Finney moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin scores. Fox moves to second. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr scores. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 4 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson scores. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Williams moves to second. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio scores. Williams moves to third. Newsom moves to second. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Boyd Perry pinch runs for Charlie Gehringer. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Boyd Perry now playing second base. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Doerr scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-6, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Bruce Campbell. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14. And Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.